Yaakov had known this day would be coming for a very long time. Since he had left his father's house, ran away to get away from Esav, he knew one day they would meet up again. Finally, that day was coming, so he prepared as he was supposed to. He davened a little bit, he sent some gifts, and he prepared his protection, he prepared for war. And when he finally arrives to meet up with Esav, the pasuk tells us that he was together with his whole family, and even Achad Asar Yeladav, with the 11 children, minus Binyamin, who had not yet been born. And Rashi, his medayik, that there's someone else missing, that everyone came except Dina. Where was Dina? Dina was hidden, as Yaakov did not want Esav to see her, as he was afraid that if Esav would see her, then he would want to marry her. And Yaakov wanted to prevent this from happening. And Rashi tells us, based on the Medrash, that because of this, Yaakov was punished. And this is why what happened to Dina later on happened to Dina as a punishment for Yaakov hiding Dina from Esav. And the question is obvious. Who could blame Yaakov for not wanting his daughter to marry this horrible person, Esav? After all, Yaakov's own wife, Leah, was praised by the Torah for not wanting to marry Esav. As the pasuk says, Ve'enei Leah Rakos, her eyes were full of tears, and they were long because of the tears that she had shed over the potential that she would be marrying this horrible person, Esav. Seems that she's praised for this. She's definitely not punished. Nothing is hinted that she did anything wrong by not wanting to marry Dina, by not wanting to marry Esav. So why is it that Dina, Yaakov is punished for Dina not marrying Esav, and yet it was okay for Leah to not marry Esav? More than that, we're told by the Gemara that the reason the Beis HaMikdash was placed in the Chelek of Binyamin, in the area where Shevet Binyamin was, is because he was the only one who did not stare at the Rasha Esav in his face, unlike all the other Shvatim who did see Esav. So we see it was a problem for the other Shvatim to look at Esav. So if it was a problem for the other Shvatim to look at Esav, then it should be a problem for Dina to look at Esav also. So once again, why is it that what Leah did, that was okay? And for the other Shvatim to look at him, it was a problem. But Dina, she was supposed to look at Esav, and by Yaakov preventing Dina from looking at Esav and potentially marrying him, Yaakov sinned and was punished. What is the difference? The Mefarshim explained in one of two ways, and they both shed light on our lives as well. One possibility is that the difference was in Esav, that when Leah had the potential to marry Esav, he was a really horrible person. He was the worst of the worst. But over time, by the time Yaakov was ready to greet Esav again, Esav had improved. Yes, he was still bad, he was still a Rasha, but he wasn't as bad. And even though when Leah would have married him, there was no potential for her to convince him to do tshuva and to improve, by the time Dina would have been marrying him, it would have been much easier for her to convince him to do tshuva. And that's why Yaakov was punished. It had nothing to do with Leah or Dina. It was all because of the difference in Esav. And this is important for us to realize, that people can change. It was incorrect, the Mefarshim say, for Yaakov to assume that just because Esav was once a horrible, horrible person that could not be changed to do tshuva, that he should assume that that would be true nowadays as well, as time went on. And the same is true for us, that when we meet someone, we have a bad impression of them, and maybe it's an even a correct impression. We can't assume that there's no way for them to change, that this is the way that they'll be forever. We need to be able to give people a second chance, to give people the opportunity to change and to do tshuva, to improve, and not just assume that once they were acting in an improper way at one point, or they did not have proper midos at one point, that that defines their personality, and that's who they will be forever. The Farshim explained in another way as well. It wasn't that Esav had improved, but it was that even though Leah didn't have the potential to allow Esav to do tshuva, Dina did. Dina was different than Leah in some way. And before we explain why Dina might have been different than Leah, it's important for us to realize that Yaakov failed to realize this, say the Mefarshim, that different people have different kochos, different people have different strengths. And just because something doesn't work for one person doesn't mean that it won't work for another person. And it's important for us to realize for ourselves that if one person isn't successful at something, that doesn't mean that we won't be successful at it. And if we see that one person doesn't have a specific strength, that doesn't mean that that same thing won't work for us. And the flip side is true as well, that if another person was successful in a certain area, that won't mean that it will be successful for us. And just because one person does something doesn't mean that it's the appropriate thing for us to be doing as well. So why was it that Leah was different than Dinah? So some of the Mefarshim explain that Leah was born in the house of Lavan. And therefore, even though she was a tremendous tzaddikess, there was something missing there in her chinuch. So she overcame the chinuch, but there was something missing in her chinuch, as opposed to Dinah, who was raised by Leah and Yaakov, two tremendous tzaddikim. So she had the proper chinuch, and therefore it was the potential was there for her to change Esav for the better. And this is something that we need to keep in mind as we go on in our lives, to realize the tremendous achrayas, the tremendous responsibility that is upon us as we move on to raise families, as we move on to raise children, to realize how much is dependent on us to raise them properly, to give them the proper chinuch, to allow them to be successful in life, to do something as tremendous as changing a rasha of Esav, that he would have the possibility to do tshuva because of the chinuch that was given to Dinah. So too our children can have tremendous potential and tremendous opportunities if we are able to raise them properly. So three excellent lessons from this story of Dinah. One, just because a person was a certain way in their past does not mean they will continue to be that way, and they cannot be defined by their past actions. Two, just because something does not work for one person doesn't mean it won't work for me as well, and vice versa. Just because a situation works for one person doesn't mean that it will work for me as well. And finally, to realize the tremendous responsibility that we have to raise our kids properly, to have the appropriate chinuch for our children, to give them the potential for all the opportunities that life can provide them.